All right, boys and girls, welcome to No Bullshit Podcast. My name is Daniel Contreras. I run the New Era Barbering Company, which is a company that helps barbers scale to 20K a month. And on this episode, I actually want to take this from our private client's Q&A call that we had the other day. I went into a little spiel about, like, you know, a lot of people are always interested about, like, how I changed and made the transition from being a barber to now running a company. And the changes I had to make myself were extreme. You know, you can't just go from cutting hair to running a team of like 8 to 12 plus people and do that smoothly. Like, there's a lot of transition, and there was a lot of hardships and a lot of changes I had to make myself to become a better leader, a better CEO, a better founder, a better visionary, because that's completely different being a barber. Now, how can you get value from this? Well, whoever you are right now and whatever you are doing, you are not living up to the fullest potential of your barbering career. And that was the first thing I had to go ahead and take care of. So you could take this same practice that I'm going to take you guys through over the next, I think, like 10 minutes or so, and apply it to being a barber and, like, who do you need to be and how do you need to function day to day and able to get the progress you want in your goals, as well as developing yourself into the person that is deserving of, let's say, 20K a month, if that's your goal. And how do you go about that more strategically instead of just kind of like aimlessly wandering through day by day? Because I think a lot of us, like, we kind of go through life wandering day by day, not understanding why we're getting the results in life. And that's really bad because there's a lot of great feedback we can get. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the podcast, and I'll see you guys in a little bit. You know what? I want to do something real quick for you guys right now. First, let me see if I got a meeting's coming up. Somebody just fucking called me. Got some time. Give me 1 second. Literally 1 second. All right. So, this actually came up a lot today overall. It came up in my team meeting, and I think I want to go over it with you guys as well too. As you guys know, I also do I wouldn't say I run a mastermind in here, but like I do work closely with like clients on a one-to-one basis. And it's very selective with who I work with. So like, I think I've only offered maybe two guys in it, and I only work with South Bay Chris. So I've been working with him inside of that for well over a year. And this came up on there as well too. And I think it's gonna be very valuable to share with you guys. So let me just find my notes real quick. Awesome. All right. So I just want to read you guys something. It'll probably take me a little while. All right. But just bear with me overall. And you guys will kind of get the overall idea behind it. So at the New Era Barbering, we are student obsessed. We deliver unmatched results in a short time frame. We simplify learning, understanding, and execution to obtain results. Anything that we can do for our students must be done. And we are always constantly solving bigger problems or the need, whatever the market has at the point in time. We literally optimize for everything for student results. I'm happy living with my purpose to make a dent in the universe. I optimize myself for results, not attention. I have a militant monk-like discipline for improving. Every action is thought out in second, third, fourth, and fifth order consequences. Any consequence for the short-term results is cut off. We don't give into hyped up things. Compounding interest will only reward us if all of our energy is focused into one goal with higher value. All of this will continue to happen if we're truly and authentically student obsessed. And finally, we shape the world that we through what we create. I'm thankful for the highs and lows. I'm thankful for everything I've built so far and have yet to. I'm thankful to still have my mother. I'm thankful for my health and spirit. And I'm thankful for food in my kitchen and even have a kitchen. Plan tomorrow today. Take 3 calls and execute on DMs. Review those calls and take notes on all calls. And then continue developing EM modules. June 18th, 2019. Now, this is a book, a notebook. This is literally one day. And every single day for about 3 years, I have different notebooks. I literally would just write in this notebook every day those things. Repeat those same things. And then along the way, I mean, I just turned to a page in August. What I also started doing is on one page, I did that. On the other page, I did what I call a WLI, which is win, losses, improvements. So August 3rd, 2019. Here's the simple thing. Losses. Slept in till 8 a.m. Took way too long to hop in the shower. Took too many breaks during workout. Did not write down what I'm thankful for. Did not run a 10:30 pace. Did not do client outreach. Did not sleep by 11 p.m. Too much spare time on phone. Zero work completed. Wins. Completed both workouts. Macro counted. Read. Did a great outreach call. Built great rapport with students. Improvements. Wake up at 6:20. Shower by 6:30. Finish gym by 8:30. Meditate at 9. Finish run after. Zero breaks during workout. Write down 3 things I'm thankful for. Run a 10:30 pace. Outreach to 5 of the current clients. Sleep by 11 p.m. 1 hour free phone time. Complete to-do list. Now, a lot of you always ask how I change the individual. That's how. I took an objective view of myself and I kept myself accountable in a notebook every single day for 3 years. I wrote down everything again to my vision. I wrote everything down that I'm thankful for. And then I planned today, tomorrow. I took a whole page. In the next page, I wrote wins, losses, improvements. I start with losses first. Where did I fuck up today? If it's not a win, it's an automatic loss. That's how it was black and white. It's like, but it wasn't really a necessary loss. No, if it's not a win, it's automatic loss. Wins, I write those down afterwards so I can feel at least, okay, I did accomplish something. My improvements are based on my losses. So every point of loss, I write an improvement point of how I can get better. I sucked at this for a long time. This was all filled out for a very long time. And I hated doing this every fucking day. But over an extended period of time of 3 years, every single day, I made minor improvements on my losses. My losses got less and less about like waking up on time and more about more detailed things because I got better as an individual. I looked at my life as an objective view. I didn't become emotional. I didn't leave everything up here. I literally had my life written down on a piece of paper. On top of this too, a lot of you went through the program. I also used tracking sheets to track how much sleep I got. How did I eat, right? Did I meditate for how long? All these things I used to track for 3 years. You want to know how you change yourself and change your situation and want to get doing the work? That's fucking how. You get serious about it, right? Because athletes go ahead and have people go ahead and do this for Tom Brady has motherfuckers tracking everything for him. Tom Brady also keeps notebooks on things as well too. You don't think fucking Kobe Bryant didn't do that shit? That's what obsession fucking is. And none of you are at that fucking level. You just fucking aren't. If you really wanted that fucking bad, grab fucking notebooks. I have like at least 10 of these things over the last 3 years, just filled to the fucking brim. And on top of that too, I'm writing, like, guess what this was? You want to understand how bad, like, you want to understand how serious I took this? What's the beginning of this fucking notebook? Business 340. There's more fucking doodles on my Business 340 collegiate class than notes. Literally, I did not give a fuck. When did I give a fuck? When I need to start changing my life. It doesn't fucking matter. I don't care what you think about yourself. I don't care what you thought you are in school. I don't care if you're studious. Neither was I. When I started giving a fuck, when I started caring about this shit, I started actually making a goddamn change. And I don't think enough of you actually understand this. All of you are like, oh, but I can't do the work. No fucking shit. I couldn't do it either. I held myself accountable. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I need to do this. My life depends on this. I need to change. I was just like all of you, a regular barber, emotionally thinking, caught up my emotions, not logically thinking. I have no clue why stuff in my life happens. When I wrote this down, it became clear as hell why shit in my life wasn't going right. Fuck, I was losing every fucking day. Some of you don't even think you lose every day. I used to write out at least 20 losses I had every day. I'm like, no wonder why I'm not where I'm at. I'm losing 20 times a day. What the fuck? Imagine how many times you're losing a day. And on top of that too, guess what? Because I lose, then I create improvements. I'm already thinking what I need to do tomorrow to make this shit not happen anymore. You guys lose and don't even fucking know it. And then you don't even fucking make improvements. No wonder why you stay in the same place. So I say all that to say this, man. You guys got to get serious. If fucking last week, guess what? That live, I told you guys this before. This has been the last 5 years of my life. motherfuckers saying that shit to me all the fucking time. Welcome to my fucking world, right? And again, I was talking to South Bay Chris today. Chris was like, dude, honestly, I didn't realize it was that bad in the barber industry. I was like, I'm trying to tell you guys, like, get the fuck out, right? Scale this thing up. Because the majority of the industry, they want to stay thinking that way. Think about how many motherfuckers wanted to stay in that same mindset. How sad is that? Do you really want to stay around people like that? I don't. Right? So if I don't want to stay around people like that, but they're all crabs in the bucket, I got to get the fuck out. Boom. Here's your ticket. Start improving yourself. It starts with you. 3 fucking years, I didn't miss a fucking day. I kept myself accountable on this thing because I was that fucking serious. So my challenge to you for this week is this. Grab a fucking notebook. Write down vision. Write down what you're thankful for. Write down what you're trying to execute and become. Write down, plan your next day tomorrow. And then the next page, wins, losses, improvement. Losses first, wins next. What you can do to improve those losses into wins. And then every morning, look it back over. It is so vital because you forget. You don't even remember what you did 3 days ago. You write it down, you go back. Oh, fuck. Okay, I know what I need to be working on today. And it's going to fucking help you so fucking much. So hopefully that went ahead and helped you guys out. I got my housekeeper banging on the door. Got to let her in because the apartment's fucking a mess right now. But other than that, boys and girls, if you have any questions, let me know. And then I'll see you guys on Thursday. Boys and girls, I appreciate you go ahead and listening into this podcast. Now, like, look, that I, for myself personally, this is great to go ahead and again to like understand something I had to go through and still continue to do. But I highly recommend you all. I mean, look how fucking easy it is. Grab a fucking notebook and start this today, right? Write down first what your vision is, what you want to build. Second, what the characteristics of who you are not right now and who you need to become, and write those out on a paper as well too, as well as plan your day for tomorrow, as well as what you're thankful for. And then on a separate sheet, go through your wins, losses, and improvements. And then always be scrutinizing the losses on figuring out a way how to improve them. And your sole mission for that next day is just to crush the improvements, right? So hopefully you took away a lot of value from that. If you did find this valuable, my only one ask from you is to go ahead and share this with one other barber. Again, we are in an industry who, honestly, a lot of people enjoy staying safe. They don't mind staying comfortable. And there's very far and few between of people like you and me who actually want to push forward. And we feel like, I know for myself, I felt like an outsider. You yourself probably feel like an outsider if you want to push the business forward. I want to make sure for anybody who actually has that desire, they don't feel that lonely feeling that I felt back in 2016. Like, what the fuck? Does nobody understand me in this barber industry at all? Is everybody just complacent and just kind of want to settle in life? Because I don't want that for myself. So if you know one person, one barber who is kind of similar like me and you, go ahead and send this to them. That way they can go and get on their pathway. And hey, maybe they can go ahead and keep you fucking accountable. So that way both you guys can hit your fucking goals. All right. And with that, I'll see you in the next podcast.